a whistleblower in the U.S. Department of Homeland Security says he was repeatedly pressured by his superiors to make changes to intelligence reports on Russian election interference to more closely align with what President Trump had been saying. That official, Brian Murphy, says he refused to do so and was demoted as a result. Democrats in Congress are calling attention to his report, saying they want official testimony and answers from the people involved. Olivia Beavers is a reporter covering national security and Congress for The Hill. Olivia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob, for having me.
Well, tell us first about the whistleblower himself, Brian Murphy, the central character in the story.
Certainly. So Brian Murphy is a career official who has been in government for decades, at least two decades, and he was serving as the acting undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Intelligence and Analysis. And during that time, he started making multiple disclosures, and which was laid out in this whistleblower complaint that's come to light recently, and basically was saying that there were multiple cases in which top politically appointed officials pressured him to change this vetted intelligence, and make it so that it was either supporting or matching what President Trump had said, whether it was on Antifa and other sort of extremist groups, whether it was on Russia and interference, which was probably the most bombshell kind of allegation in this complaint, was that he was being asked to modify intelligence to focus more on China and Iran and move away from Russian interference. And so basically he's saying that multiple times over the course of 2 years, he was having officials pressure him to change this intelligence. And he, because he refused to do so, was later demoted. And now he's seeking to blow the whistle.
Now, being a whistleblower is a formal process, as many of us learned during the impeachment investigation trial earlier. That was this year. This is a little different. The central figure in that one was an anonymous whistleblower. This one is non-anonymous, out in the public. What is involved in that process for blowing the whistle here?
Well, certainly. So part of the process is that, and this is what Brian Murphy did when he saw something that he thought was wrong, he went to these certain responsible managers, as they're called, ROMs, and he also went to the Inspector General at DHS to make raise concerns about stuff that he saw that what he was witnessing. And, with intelligence, there's also this whole other added component to whistleblower complaints, because there had to be a mechanism for them to share what was happening within the intelligence community without disclosing classified information. So as you brought up, there was a whistleblower complaint with the impeachment inquiry. Some of the lawyers representing that anonymous whistleblower are representing this whistleblower. But what they do then is there's a determination whether the information in the complaint should be shared with Congress, whether it's, whether it's urgent and whether it's also vetted enough to be sent to Capitol Hill. And then this one was sent to Capitol Hill. It was received by the Intelligence Committee leaders as well as other members across Congress. And so, as you said, Democrats are looking to hear from Murphy, and they're trying to gain more information. And honestly, there's so many parallels from this time last year when the impeachment inquiry was just getting underway with that whistleblower, that the one big difference that I think is sort of looming in the background that wasn't there before is the election that's coming up.
Now let's get into the content a little more. You mentioned that one thread of this had to do with Russian interference in the U.S. election. And there was that leaked report that made news. I believe it was leaked a while back, that seemed to put Russia on an even par with China and Iran when it came to attempts to interfere in the U.S. election. That caught some people by surprise. And the whistleblower, Brian Murphy, said it should have been seen as surprising. What do we know about what kind of changes he says he was asked to make?
Murphy says that from his understanding, the intelligence does not support basically this, what he called narrative that the administration is spinning, that Russia and China are on equal footing in terms of their interference activities in the U.S. election. But as you pointed out, there was also it wasn't leaked. A top U.S. intelligence official has come out and he has said that Russia is interfering and they're working to help President Trump. And then they also said that Iran prefers that Donald Trump does not win re-election. And so Democrats have also been very critical about that, this pattern of the administration putting out information that lumps together Russia, Iran, and China. And so this was just another indicator to Democrats like House Intelligence Chairman Schiff that the administration, as he's claimed, is trying to muddy the narrative and move away from this Russian interference because of the president's ego.
And Olivia, before we move on to some of the response in Congress and from Homeland Security, who are some of the figures that Murphy named in his whistleblower allegations?
Sure. So it's the current top acting DHS secretary, which is Chad Wolf. He named the former secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen. And then he also named the number two at DHS, which is Ken Cuccinelli, and several others who were chiefs of staff or below these leaders as basically seeking to modify and alter intelligence.
We're talking to Olivia Beavers, a reporter covering national security in the Congress for The Hill, talking about whistleblower allegations from a Department of Homeland Security official saying that he had faced political pressure to change intelligence reports on foreign interference in U.S. elections and on the risk of different domestic groups here in the U.S. and faced retaliation when he didn't do that. Olivia, what has been the response from the Department of Homeland Security itself and officials there?
Sure. So the Department of Homeland Security is denying any wrongdoing by the acting DHS Secretary, Chad Wolf. And they recently, yesterday, sent a letter and said basically that they had been cooperating with the Intelligence Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, on its investigation into social unrest and protests in Portland, Oregon. But they are not going to accommodate a witness request for 11 additional witnesses in this expanded probe. And it was, you know, if you read sort of between the lines, they were sort of needling Schiff saying that he didn't lay out he might not have jurisdiction over some of these witnesses, that it was an overly broad probe, and that the Inspector General of the DHS is already investigating it. And so they asked him to reconsider his investigation. And Schiff took this in response and said that the top brass at the Department of Homeland Security are trying to avoid scrutiny and that's why they're not fully cooperating with his committee. So you're basically seeing, again, this headbutt between the administration and Congress led by Democrats who are trying to get more information. And the administration says this is just essentially, as we saw in the impeachment inquiry, what they call a witch hunt. So already we're seeing them clash as Democrats try to move forward with this investigation.
And you were pointing toward what Democrats in Congress are doing there. What specifically are they asking for from Homeland Security in terms of bringing people in to testify? Did they have a timeline in mind during which they'd want to do that kind of a hearing and investigation?
Well, next Monday, they're hoping to bring Murphy in. And so that is something that, you know, that might light the fire for Democrats to push even harder for this investigation, because in the whistleblower complaint, there were multiple times where it said this information is classified, but we can only sort of give you the top line that he was pressed to change or alter something related to Russian interference. And so that's something that we might see as a catalyst moving forward is it's when Murphy testifies behind closed doors is coming Monday. And they also sought to set up 11 additional interviews. And that's something that I'm going to be curious to watch, whether they're able to get that within, you know, the next month or so, or even if just one or two decide to break with the administration and testify, as we saw somewhat in the impeachment inquiry. But I'm not sure how that's entirely going to play out. Now, I do want to quickly highlight, Rob, that there's been a lot of sort of the Republicans on the right pointing out that about a month ago, Intelligence Chairman Schiff was accusing basically Murphy of hiding intelligence related to activities of DHS collecting intelligence on reporters related to unrest in Portland, Oregon. And so Schiff has said that this is the perfect opportunity for them to clear up any, you know, information and have clarifications on what Murphy's involvement was with that and what the DHS was doing.
Now, in some ways, the whistleblower accusations sound kind of like a big deal. But on the other hand, it fits, I think, into each party's narrative. Democrats will say, aha, President Trump is downplaying Russian efforts here. Republicans would respond, aha, another career government official trying to interfere with the Trump administration. Politically, as far as the fallout for voters, say this might be a wash.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think that this is the number one issue in people's minds with coronavirus. And, you know, not too long after the impeachment inquiry wrapped. And I don't think that Democrats are going to really be able to make too much leeway in the election year when all the focus is them getting their candidate elected and whether Republicans can get President Trump back in the Oval Office for a second term. So I think there are two major issues that are already sort of on the top of people's minds. So this might not be the number one thing captivating them like it might have this time last year.
I want to take a few moments, Olivia, before we run out of time to touch on a new story today. The U.S. Department of Justice launching a criminal probe. Do I have this right? Into John Bolton's book for potentially disclosing classified info. Give us the Cliff's Notes version. What's going on?
Sure. So this is something that we sort of saw building up earlier this year after Bolton went ahead and published his book. The White House sought to block, basically temporarily block him from publishing his book, claiming that he had included classified information. You know, they don't point out exactly what that is, but they're claiming that that was included in his book, and they sought to prevent him from publishing it. Bolton's side, however, is arguing that they were just trying to prevent his book from being published because it didn't paint the administration in an entirely flattering light. So now, you know, I've confirmed it was first reported by the New York Times, and a source has confirmed for me that there is this investigation, and they have subpoenaed Bolton's publisher for records related to communication about his book. And this is basically a pretty big escalation of them going after a former White House national security advisor and trying to prove if he included classified information in his memoir.
Olivia, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Olivia Beavers, reporter at The Hill, looking at a whistleblower complaint from a Homeland Security official.